You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast by the radio station WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, making it possible for us to do what? Come into your cars, come into your homes. Guess what? Because it's about time for your miracle. It's nothing like your miracle, nothing like your miracle, your personal miracle God has for you with your name on it. It's your name on your miracle. It's time for your miracle. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you have allowed us to come into the eye gates and the ear gates of your people, Father. We thank you now, Father God, that every need is met, Father. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. We thank you now, God, because you're on the throne and you sit high and you look low, Father. Your ears are not too dull that you cannot hear. Your eyes are not too dim that you cannot see, Father. And Father, we thank you. We thank you and we glorify you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're in, it's about time for your miracle. Good morning. Good morning. Tag, share. Let somebody know that Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. Come on, hallelujah. Let them know it's time for your miracle on this Friday morning. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing with, God is still on the throne. Good morning to all of you that will be tuning in. Again, tag and share this radio broadcast with someone and let them know it's time for your miracle. We want to thank God for all of you. Amen. All of you that's tuning in once again this morning on this Friday morning. Guess what? It's the first. Guess what? It's the first. Amen. Hallelujah. A large praise our God. Hallelujah. We're so excited about God allowed us to come into the first of March here. Amen. God bless all of you. Wanted to say again, we want to thank God for our elect lady, only lady, evangelist, Dr. Bonita Watkins, my wife. God bless our church mother. Amen, Mother Brown. And to all the prophetess and to all the evangelists. Amen. At the power of faith and the elders, everybody, all the congregation, we want to thank God for you. It's no place like nobody home like you at home. Nobody place like you. Amen. Hallelujah. At the power of faith, healing and deliverance temple. 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is in charge. I want to say thank God for all of you. We want to thank God for all of you that has a birthday. Hallelujah, that's coming up. And we'll have a birthday. Amen. And this month, praise God. Bless you all. Thank God for you. God bless you. We celebrate everything. We give thanks and everything. All right. And we want to send out our condolences. Amen. Once again, to the Watkins family. In the passing of Deacon, my uncle, Deacon Watkins, amen, out in Arizona, to his daughters and family, and we want to send out our condolences to his brothers and sisters, amen, which is my uncle, my daddy's brother, amen, Deacon Don Lee Watkins. We want to send out our condolences to them. Let's be praying for this family that God will see them through during this time that they're going through bereavement hour. Thank God for you. We want to know that God bless you. We love you. God bless you, Sister Dewana. God bless you. All of you that's tuning in. Dr. David, God bless you. Amen. God bless all of you. I want to let you know that we're praying for you and praying with you that God will see you through your difficult times that you're in. Also, we want to remind you that we're coming up on revival. Praise our God. We had a revival, a prayer revival, and I'm telling you, the Lord moved in that prayer revival. So, amen. I don't know, it's going to be very soon that we will go back to it. Amen. According to how God will lead. Amen. I want you to, you don't want to miss this prayer revival that God is going to call back. Amen. And we don't know how he's going to call back and what time he will call back, but we're going to answer the call. We're going to answer the call. Praise our God. Be encouraged. And again, pray for those that are going through bereavement hour that I don't know, you may know. Pray for them that God would see them through and bring them through. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Former, Apostle Former. God bless you. Thank God for you. God bless your heart. Amen. I want you to know that God is still on the throne. Today I want to encourage you, amen. Along the way, it's my job as the apostle to build up in the natural to govern and rule, amen. This is my job in the spirit realm, amen. This is what an apostle does. He builds up, amen, hallelujah. He established, come on, hallelujah. So in the natural, so in the spirit realm, praise God. And I want to let you know today, going through difficult situations and time in your life, the enemy has a tendency to try to make you feel that you are not coming out, to try to make you feel that you have been made ashamed. But the word of God said he'll never leave you nor will he forsake you. I want you to know this today, that you're not only in the midst of what you're in, but God is in there with you. He's in there with you, and he's in there with you to do what? To bring you out. He's in there to do what? To make you through this. Come on. This situation that you're in, this situation that you're facing or going to face is not going to paralyze you. It's not going to make you be at a standstill. Why? Because he said, when thou walketh through the fire, he said he's with us. And when you go through the flood, he said you won't drown. Somebody, come on, somebody. You're not going to drown in this. You're not going to be burned through this. You're going to be out. You're coming out with the victory. You're coming out. As a matter of fact, you go in with the victory. You go in with the victory. Why? Because Jesus has already paved the way. He's already opened up the way. He's already laid the foundation. So all we got to do is walk on the foundation and walk through it. Come on. As he said in the book of Psalms, David said this. He said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will do what? Fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's with me. He's with us. Excuse me. He's with us to do what? To protect us. He's with us to do what? To lead us and to guide us. So we must believe what his words say. We must take him at his word, because his word is his bond towards you and I. We are in covenant with God. We are in covenant with God. And God is in covenant with us. And he cannot do what? Break his covenant towards us. Because his word is his bond. Somebody need to type that right there on the screen. I'm in covenant with God. God is in covenant with me. Hallelujah. And he has to do what? He has to perform what he says according to his word about us. Because we're in covenant with God. Covenant, come on, a covenant, you cannot break this covenant, you cannot alter this covenant that we're in, that's good right now, with God. Come on, man can break his promise, yes, man can break his promise towards you, telling you, I promise you that I'm going to do that, but when you're in covenant agreement with what God's words say about you, circumstances, situations, come on, he's able to do what? Bring you out. He's able to do what? Open up the way. He's able to do what? Make, come on, his word good. Come on, hallelujah, God bless you, Prophetess Doris Gathers, God bless you. Come on, he's able to do what? To make his word perform towards you, because you're in covenant. We're in covenant with God. I need the body of Christ to know this. We're in covenant with God. No matter what we're going through, it's good right here. No matter what we're going through, we're in covenant with God. And God is going to do what? Back his word. God is going to do what? Perform over his word. One translation say, he hastens to his word to perform it. He hastens to his word to perform it. So he hurry. He put a mandate on that. Hallelujah. He hastens to his word to perform it. For who? You. Me. Why? Because because his word is his bond, and his bond is his word, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Good God Almighty, somebody need to say it's time for my miracle. No matter what it looks like, it's time for my miracle, because God is going to do what? Hasten to his word to perform it. Come on here, to bring it to pass. Come on here. Hallelujah. Though it tarry, though the vision tarry, wait for it. We're covenant with God. Though your healing, come on, see like it be like it's not going to come. Hold on. You're in covenant with God, and he's going to do it. He had to do it by his word. He said, I swear by my word. When he couldn't find nothing else, his name, he said, I'm going to bless you. So guess what? We're in covenant with God, and it has to come to pass. Come on, somebody. It has to come to pass. No matter what the enemy is trying to say, no matter what the enemy is trying to praise and put on you and let you know, trying to make you think that God ain't coming, trying to make you believe that it ain't going to happen. Come on. That's why he gives us in his covenant, in his word. That's why he gives us some nuggets that we must abide by. Come on. Hallelujah. For we do what? We walk by faith, not by sight. Come on. That's helping us in the covenant. Come on. Fear not. Come on. Hallelujah. For I am with thee. Come on. That's in his covenant. That's in his word. Come on, somebody. The enemy wants you to look down. The enemy wants you to be afraid. The enemy wants you to give up, because he come to do what? Three things: steal, kill, and destroy. But come on, let's get in the covenant. Come on. He said in his covenant, he said, but I have come. Oh my goodness. But I have come that you may have life, and do what? Have life more abundantly. Come on. That's in his covenant agreement towards us. Praise our God. Come on. I'm going to say it again. He said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's in the covenant. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm in covenant with God, and God is in covenant with me. Come on. Hallelujah. He promised us. I'm just running through some things here. He promised us, come on, that he will do what? Save our household. Come on. He'll save our household. So that means everything that's connected to me, everything that I would think is connected to me, that God is going to do it. Why? Because I'm in covenant with God, and he's in covenant with me, and I am keeping his covenant. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Let's go back to the one where he said he hastens to his word. He hastens to his word to perform it. Why? Because his word is alive. His word is quick. His word, come on, somebody. His word is sharp. Come on here. And a two-edged sword going in, cutting, hallelujah, hallelujah, to the joint and the marrow and the center of the bone, hallelujah. It will get down in the root of a situation. Oh, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Pastor Baker. God bless you. Hallelujah, cousin. Hallelujah. God can do it. He can do what he say he's going to do. Why? Because he's covenant towards you and I. He's covenant. God cannot lie. People lie. People renege. Come on, somebody. Come on. People give up on you. Come on. But here we go. We're in covenant with God. Again, he cannot lie. Hallelujah. He said he's in hell. Come on. He cannot lie. He's not the son of man that he should lie. Come on. Not the son of man that he should repent. He cannot lie. He's in covenant with us. Come on. Had he had spoken, God made it. He made it, and he know it. Come on. And he know what he's going to do. He know he's going to bring this out. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, when thou walkest, I can't get away. When we've been going through some stuff as the body of Christ. He said, when thou walkest through the fire, you won't be burned. Somebody better say something to me right now. When you walk it through the fire, you won't be burned. And when you go through the flood, you won't drown. Because you are in covenant with God. He's a covenant keeper towards his people. Somebody better say amen. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. According to the word of God. That's why he says, according to the word of God. In the book of Isaiah, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Come on, you got to believe what I'm saying today. Because why? We're in covenant with God, and God is in covenant with us. And if we keep the covenant with God, and he keeps his covenant with us, what he's going to do is hasten to his word to perform it, to bring it to pass. Come on, hallelujah. We got to take a stand in the Word of God. We got to take a stand to know this, that God can do it. God will do it. God bless you, Dr. Mitchell. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Angel Mitchell, God bless you. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God can do a thing above all we think or ask. It's nothing too hard for God. My goodness, I'm trying to maintain my seat in here. It's nothing too hard for God. When we go through things, when things come up against us, don't you know we're in covenant with God, and He has to bring us through. He has to bring us out. People say, well, God don't have to. Yes, He does. He has to, because He cannot lie. His name is on what you're going through. Come on. His name is on you, and He has to bring you out. Hallelujah. He has to bring you through. Come on, somebody. I want you to know today, my brothers and my sisters, the covenant between me, you, and God. He has to. He has to. Somebody, agree with me. He has to bring us out. He has to bring us through. Because why? He cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. My God. Hallelujah. He said in His word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, my covenant towards you is going to stand forevermore. God cannot lie. Come on. God cannot lie. God bless you, Evangelist Harvey. God cannot lie. He won't lie. Come on. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. By a miracle, He's going to do it. Come on. And when you stand praying, believe. And when you stand praying, believe. And when you speak the word, believe. Come on. Hallelujah. Because His covenant cannot be altered. His covenant cannot be broken towards us. Come on. Hallelujah to Jesus. And He will do exactly what He say He's going to do. Again, I want to encourage somebody to let them know you are in the middle of your miracle. Come on. You got to hold on. You got to hold on. You got to hold on. You say, well, Pastor, I've been holding on ever since the first of the year. And I'm coming to tell you again, we are just getting really started with the year. We're getting really started. And I'm just telling you, continue to hold on. Haven't done all, stand. Because guess what? The covenant is going to stand regardless of what's going on. The covenant is going to outstand what's going on in your personal life. Without God, we can't do it. Without God, we need Him. We need Him. We need Him. You need Him. I need Him. Can't nobody say they don't need God. We need a covenant that He has spoken over our lives. I want you to know today, tell somebody, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up. It's time for you to come across. Because in the covenant, there are promises. There are promises in the covenant. Yes, there is. Come on. There's everlasting in the covenant. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to get to know our rights in the covenant between me, you, and God. You got to get to know your bonuses in the covenant. Come on. Hallelujah. If you're going to worry, don't pray in the covenant. Come on. If you're going to fear, don't worry. Don't fear. Don't doubt. Because in the covenant, everything is already taken care of. Come on. It's just like a plan that you have. You have your plans that you have when you go get your insurance and all this, your phone plan, all that. You got coverage. You got coverage in that plan. But in the covenant, we got, oh my God, we got covenant. We got covenant coverage. And everything we are covered. Come on here. We are covered. We are surrounded with His covenant and His word towards us. Somebody better say amen. God bless you. I'm telling you, because the covenant that we're in with God, it cannot be altered. I don't care what the enemy try to do. I don't care what the enemy try to bring up against you. I'm stopping in to tell somebody, stay in the covenant with God. Stay in His covenant. Come on. Towards us. Because of what He said. He said, I know the plan. And I know the thoughts that I would think towards you. Come on. That's in the covenant. Hallelujah. To do what? Not of evil. Come on. But of good. To give you what? And expect the end. Come on. I'm in covenant with God. And He has to back His word. Somebody better say amen. He has to back his word. That's why he said, let not your heart be troubled. I'm going back through it again. Lord, have mercy. And when I walk it through the water, you won't drown. When you walk it through the fire, you won't burn. Come on. I got some witnesses in the covenant, in the word, that went through this. Come on. Hallelujah. And we know who they are. They stood their grounds. They said, if God don't deliver us, we know he able. Because they're by the covenant, the word towards it. Come on. If he don't deliver you, he's able. And if he don't deliver you, guess what? If he don't deliver you out of it, he's able to keep you in it. Come on here. Now unto him that is able to do what? Keep me from falling. Oh my God, that's good right there. But keep me from falling. Come on. And to do what? Present me faultless. Come on. Because I'm in covenant with God. Come on, somebody. We're in covenant with him. And the enemy, there's not, God bless you, Sister Little. It's nothing the enemy can do to alter the covenant with God. Hallelujah. Come on. As I go through my life situations and things, and I realize that I'm in covenant with God, and it's about time for my miracles each day of my life. Every day I get up, every morning I get up, it's about time for my miracle. I don't care how it looks. I don't care what the enemy is saying. I don't care what he's trying to pay to me. I'm in covenant with God. It's time for my miracle. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to square your shoulders back. Come on. There's not a day that go by. Come on. I believe and I thank God like this. There's not a day that go by that I don't doubt and I don't believe that God ain't going to bring me out. Everything I go through, God going to bring me out. Everything I'm faced with, God is a champion. He will bring you out. He will deliver you. Come on. We got to start speaking and talking faith-filled words. We can't talk fear and doubt. Come on. Because we're in covenant with God. Hallelujah. In his covenant, there is no fear. In his covenant, there is no doubt. Come on. Somebody better say amen. We got to start talking this way. Everywhere Jesus went, he said, let there be. And guess what? It was. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the beginning, in Genesis, he said, and the Lord said. Now you got to say something. And the Lord said, come on. And the Lord said, what are you saying? I'm saying what he said in his covenant towards me, towards you. And the Lord said, there is no defeat spoken out of his mouth. Come on. You say, well, apostle, that was Jesus. Okay, well, that was Jesus. Guess what? Jesus walked among them. He walked among them. But guess where he's living at now? The covenant, he lives on the inside of you and I. Come on. So if he lives on the inside of you and I, so that means when we go through these situations, guess what? We not only have the covenant surround us, but we got the covenant in us. Oh, that was good right there. That was good right there. That's why no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Because I'm in covenant with God. Come on here. And that's why every tongue that rises up against you, you shall condemn. Come on. Because you're in covenant agreement with God. Hallelujah. That's why when he said he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We are in covenant with God. Hallelujah. That's why he said, let the weak say I'm strong. Even though when you look like you're about to be weak, even though when it look like you can't come out, he said, let the weak say that I'm strong. Come on, let the oppressed say I've been set free because I'm in covenant with God. Come on. You know what? You can shut the enemy down. You can shut him down. Oh, how can I shut him down? Begin to speak this word and don't play. Begin to speak this word and stand on it. Come on. Begin to speak this word. Walk this word. Talk this word. Live this word. Come on here. Rest in the Lord. Oh God. Rest in the Lord. Rest. That's another thing. When you're resting in the covenant, you ain't worried about nothing. When you're resting in covenant, come on. You ain't worried about nothing. Hallelujah. Because why? I'm in covenant with God. And God is in covenant with me. And he's going to do what? Back his covenant. He's going to back his word. Hallelujah. He ain't going to let us fall. He ain't going to let you fall. Guess what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And do what? He will do what? Bring you out. He will do what? Deliver you. He will do what? Heal you. He will do what? Save you. Just in case some of you are not saved. It's just as simple as this. He said in his word, if thou would believe in thy heart confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So that's just as simple as that. That's in covenant agreement. He will save you. Come on, Peter. Peter was walking on the water. Come on. Jesus came walking on the water in the fourth night of the watch. Jesus came walking on the water to the disciples. And they cried out for fear because they thought it was a ghost. But Peter, come on, Peter, the one that stood up, Peter said, if it be thou, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And Peter came on the word from the covenant, come, C-O-M-E. He came walking on the water. Okay? But he took his eyes off. He took his eyes off. And he began to sink. He began to sink. So guess what? Jesus reached down and he saved him. Picked him up. So I don't care what we're in, what you're faced with, because we're in covenant. 2 minutes. We're in covenant with God. He cannot let us go down. It ain't going down like that. Not with the God we serve. Yeah, it's about time for your miracle. Get up. It's about time for your miracle. Come on. Hallelujah. My mind go back when Peter was locked in jail. And the Bible said they prayed without ceasing. And the Bible says that Peter came out. He got time to go into the whole thing. Peter came out. He came out through what? The covenant prayer. He came out through the prayer that without ceasing. And it brought them, it brought Peter to where they was at, the house, praying. And you know the story. Rhoda, she was so excited. She couldn't even open the gate for joy because Peter was there. When you're in covenant with God, God has to honor his word towards you. He will bring you out. I got to go. My time is up. My time is up. 1 minute. And then there's 1 minute left. I want you to know today, because you're in covenant with God and God is in covenant with you, he's going to bring you out. He's going to make everything all right. Just know this. You're in covenant with God and God is in covenant with you. My time is come and gone. Listen, until Monday morning, you don't want to miss it. It's about time for your miracle. Same station, same time, 9:30 to 10. Guess what? WWBC 1510 on your what? AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. Hold your head up high. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.